The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Even if you brush in a rush, new Brisk toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay.
Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
The instant it touches your teeth, Brisk toothpaste starts to destroy most bacteria that cause tooth decay and mouth odor. So even if you brush in a rush, use Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, new Brisk toothpaste.
Breakfast? What are you doing now? Come on, I get the oatmeal.
We're coming. Now, good morning, Mommy.
Good morning,
Daddy. I'm coming right now.
No, you ask her.
No, Daddy, please, you ask her.
All right. Betsy wants a dog.
You want a dog, too.
Yeah, I want a dog, too. Look, I got to get downtown. I thought I'd take Betsy with me. We'd stop in at that pet shop.
You mean buy a dog today?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I'll give you two good reasons. First, I'll be the one who gets all the housebreaking. And it's better to get a puppy in the spring when you can keep him outdoors a lot.
Well, spring is better. That's true, but...
Second, I love dogs, and I want one sometime, but I think, dear, that Betsy is too young to have any feeling of responsibility toward a pet. And I'll be the one who has all the work feeding him, taking him out every half hour,
going to feed him and take Calvin.
Oh, yes, sure, I'll bet. You eat your breakfast now. We'll think about it.
Whatever you say we'll think about it, that means no.
Well, you eat your breakfast. We are certainly not buying a dog today. That is definite.
Now, look, Daddy's got some reports to finish for the office, really. You run along and play, will you, dear?
Would you talk to Mommy again about the dog?
Now, look, Betsy, Mommy thinks it would be better to get a dog in the summertime.
Why?
Why? Well, because a doggie has to be housebroken.
What's housebroken?
Well, darling, he's got to be trained. A little puppy's like a baby. You know how little babies wear diapers?
Puppies wear diapers?
No, darling, but they don't know any better, and Mommy doesn't want anything to happen to the new dining room rug.
But no puppy can use my bathroom, and I'll give him back.
Look, sweetie, now you talk to Mommy. Go on.
I just did. She said no.
Betsy, did you go upstairs and pick up your room?
No.
Well, every morning we have to pick up our clothes and straighten our room, don't we?
Mary Lou Kendall does.
Well, I don't care what Mary Lou Kendall does. You're 6 1/2 and old enough to pick up your own room.
Whenever you want me to do something, I'm old enough. And when I want to do something like have a doggie, then I'm not old enough.
Go on.
Oh, golly, look at her. Looks as though she'd lost her last friend.
I don't know why you both act as though I'm the meanest woman in town. You said yourself, if and when we got a dog, it should be in the summertime.
I know. But she wants one so badly.
And you want to give her everything she wants every time she asks for it. She won't grow up learning the value of anything. We'll do this to see something on the desktop.
Yeah.
Goodness knows I have enough to do without stopping every half hour to take a dog out to training. Besides that and the smell, he'd probably catch cold.
Look, I talked to Betsy before we came downstairs this morning. She is so crazy to have a dog that I know she'd take care of, and I think it'd be good for her. I really do. She'd learn a sense of responsibility.
Once? She'd feed him just once, and then the novelty'd be worn off. And who would wind up feeding the dog?
Mother.
Oh, yes, Mother. And taking him to the vet for his shots and his pills. No, dear. This summer, maybe for her birthday in June. Let her look forward to getting a dog. That's half the fun, anyhow, wanting something.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Ad in the paper this morning for Irish setters.
Irish setters? Yeah. I think you're getting an Irish setter.
Oh, honey, it's a beautiful dog.
The hunting dogs. No, we don't want an Irish setter. I think a collie. They're wonderful with children.
Well, they're all right. You like that long, pointed nose?
Well, the good pedigree collie dogs don't have that terribly pointed nose. How about a French poodle? They're awfully smart and very
cute. No. I don't want a poodle, for Pete's sake. I mean, that's not a man's dog.
Well, we're not getting it for you. I thought the idea was a dog for Betsy.
Well, yeah, sure.
How about a dachshund? The Hughes have one, and she's marvelous with the
dachshund,
children.
What's the matter with you? We want to get a big dog.
We do not want to get a big dog. We'll be playing with the children outside. Big dogs knock them down. Accidentally, of course.
Knock them down. We certainly want a dog that's some protection, as long as we're getting one.
Well, I don't want an Irish setter. The Holberts have one. And
oh, honey, he's a beauty, and he is so affectionate, that dog, and friendly.
Friendly? He's hysterical. He leaps at me as though we were engaged to be married. And you can't sit down without his climbing into your lap, practically. And he drooled all over my blue satin suit.
Oh, honey, he's wonderful.
So mad.
Anyhow, I certainly think we ought to have a big dog. I was even thinking of a Great Dane or a St. Bernard.
Eat us out of house and home. Do you realize what it costs to feed dogs like that?
But what do you want, a Mexican hairless?
If and when we get a dog. Oh, look at the dust on this table. I don't know where it all comes
if
from.
If and when we get a dog.
If and when we get a dog, we should get one that is probably medium size. Very even disposition, good with children, maybe a cocker spaniel.
Oh, no, honey, they're too nervous.
No, they're not nervous at all. You're thinking of
I am thinking of a cocker spaniel. Look at the one next door. He tears around like a Sputnik.
Well, there's time enough to think about a dog. We'll get some books, we'll read up on them, and then when it comes time to select one, we'll know exactly what we're getting.
We should get a pedigree dog, even though it's more.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Look at the time, will you? I'm going downtown. I'd better go. Betsy, come on, honey. Well, I hope my new suit looks all right.
Oh, is that what you're picking up?
Yeah.
How nice is it here?
It's a little big in the shoulders.
Uh-huh. Well, your shoulders are a little narrow, I suppose. Well, they're not too narrow. Oh, men are so sensitive about their shoulders. What do you want to look like, dear? One of these muscle boys dressed in leopard bathing trunks?
Yes.
Well, I love you the way you are. Get your coat on, Betsy, now. You're going to ride down with Daddy.
Mommy, I picked up all my clothes and put my dresses away.
Well, that's a good girl, dear.
Can I have a doggie now?
No, Betsy. You were a good girl to straighten up your room, but Mommy expects that of you. And someday you will get a dog. Now, your overshoes are in the kitchen. Go out and get them, dear. Go on.
Yeah, she's pretty cute, isn't she?
You think that's cute to find bride in?
Oh, bride. She's just a baby, for heaven's sake. She doesn't know what she's doing.
You are putty in her hands, and she knows it.
Oh, no, I am not.
And when you get downtown and she wheedles you into just going by the pet shop so she can press her little nose sadly against the window, don't weaken.
Oh, listen, she knows we stand together on things, and we've agreed, that's all. A dog for her birthday. And when parents agree on things, I firmly believe they should stand as firm as the Rock of Gibraltar. We won't even go past the pet shop.
Daddy, could we just go past the pet shop?
No, Betsy. Now you know that we made a...
Just go past, Daddy, please. Pretty please. I know we're not going to buy a doggy today, but I could look at him, couldn't I?
Well,
one day they had some kitties in there, Daddy, and that's what I really want to see, if the kitties are still there.
Oh, well, it isn't out of our way, and if you want to see the kittens in the window, yes, I guess we could do that.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. You're the best daddy in the whole world.
Well, Daddy's got the best little girl in the whole world. Come on.
Daddy, come on in.
Now, wait a minute, dear.
Good morning, sir. Something for the little girl?
Oh, no, thanks. Not today. She just dragged me in to see some kittens you had in the window last week or so.
Oh, yes. Well, they're inside now, right over there.
I'll bet they, honey. Look, there they are. Over there.
Oh, Daddy, look at this puppy. Look at it.
That's such a pretty little girl. I have to have a dog.
Yeah, well, we're thinking of getting one, but not today. You know, we're just window shopping.
Oh, here's an Irish setter. He's only about 60.
Oh, Betsy, hello there, young fella. Oh, boy, look at that tail, would you? Betsy, look at this little fella.
I like this one. Look, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Hello, boy. Hello. What kind of
dog? Quite a few different kinds, I'm afraid. Frankly, if you're getting a dog, I suggest a good pedigree dog. In the long run, your training is easier, the dog is more reliable.
Oh, yes, sure. Well, that's good to know. My wife and I both feel we'd want a pedigree dog.
Now, here are three collies. I just got these.
Oh, Betsy, look at the collies, honey. How much are these?
Well, ordinarily, a good collie runs around $100 to $150. But I think if the little girl has her heart set in one of them, we might do it for
$75. Oh, well, an awful lot of money.
Well, it's worth it. It's worth it to have a good dog.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, we'll think about it. No rush, you know. Betsy, honey, you like this collie puppy?
No, I like this one.
Well, honey, that's just a mongrel. Mommy and Daddy feel that when we do get you a dog...
Oh, Daddy, look at him. Look at him. Oh, he loves me, Daddy. Look. Oh, Daddy.
Anyhow, he only cost $10.
What does that mean? If we don't like him, we can throw him away?
Oh, look, he is cute. Now, you'll have to admit that.
Well, so far, he's been awfully cute. I'm looking him wrong, too. Oh.
Mommy. Mommy, please love my doggie. Please, Mommy, look, he loves you.
All right, I know, and I'm licked. Hello, dear.
Hello, dear. Oh, you are so sweet.
I love you.
Well, there you are, Betsy. There's your doggie. Now I got to finish these reports. Got to get them in the mail today.
Oh, where's my new ice cake, Mommy?
Going in the hall closet, dear. Why?
Well, we drove up. Jackie and Candy said I could come over, and their Mommy would type us ice cake.
Now, just a minute. You've got a new dog. You have to have a box fixed up for it. You have a blanket. Got to be fed.
Oh,
you have
Mommy,
to...
I want to go ice cake.
Oh, darling, it's the first chance she's had to use her new skate. Paper says warmer tomorrow, and the ice will melt.
All right, run along.
I'll help you with your skates, darling. All and Daddy's got to finish his report.
And who winds up taking care of you?
Hmm? Yes, I thought so.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Spend some time with the interesting people who come your way each day on CBS Radio. They'll keep you company while you work, with no thought of interrupting you ever. With music, humor, drama, and news, CBS Radio personalities bring the outside world to you wherever you happen to be. Behind the wheel of your car or moving from one room of the house to the other, you can still keep in touch with them and laugh at their jokes, hum their tunes, or follow their engrossing day-to-day stories. As a matter of fact, if you listen to CBS Radio while you work, you'll soon discover that chores get done faster just because you're having a good time. Today and any day, while you work, enjoy the world of entertainment CBS Radio offers. Remember, CBS Radio is no further away than your radio. And in these days of inexpensive cable models and attractive portables, that's not very far away at all.
Are you awake?
Yes.
2:30.
I know it.
Well, he's so lonesome. Why don't you go down and get him?
Down and get him? For Pete's sake, we have got to train a dog from the very beginning.
It just breaks my heart to hear him whimpering. He's away from his family and his friends all by himself in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. But if you give in...
Poor little thing.
Now, look, honey, the first night is always the worst. If we leave him alone and he knows that's where he stays at night, then we won't have any trouble with him in the future.
I know. Listen to him. Maybe he's sick.
He is not sick.
Maybe he's gotten out of the box and he's gotten his little paw caught in something.
Oh, Foxy, what would he catch his paw in?
Well, maybe he caught his head in the radiator or something and he's choking to death.
Look, he couldn't bark if he were choking to death. We're worrying about him. Who's the softy?
Me.
Yeah, now go to sleep. Ebb dog.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunce, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy, Nelson Olmsted as the clerk, and is produced by... This is Warren Sweeney, inviting you to listen Monday to The Couple Next Door.